This is the Antioch Word. I'm Tom Amrine. In the last episode, we heard Tony Jonas Silver's Community Voices story about Gene the Rat and community. If you didn't catch it, be sure to check it out on wyso.org. In this episode, we'll continue to look at the things that bring us together, only this time, we're talking about a place. Community Voices producer Frank Fortino, class of 2017, takes us there.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going, bud?
Pretty good. Can I just get a medium coffee?
Sure. Thanks. Is that all for you?
Yes.
Oh. So here to go.
I might have gone inside the Emporium maybe 10 times since I moved to Yellow Springs 3 years ago, and most of those times it was just to buy alcohol. My classmates would always ask me to come study with them there, but I don't really like to study in public spaces, and I don't enjoy coffee. Still, something is telling me that the Emporium isn't just a study spot. All kinds of people are constantly in and out all times a day. I'm here to figure out what I'm missing.
It's like the community living room, and it's awesome.
That's Phoenix, one of the baristas here.
Just a lot of love, a lot of warmth here, and it's just a beautiful thing. I think it's a very important place to have in Yellow Springs.
So, it's a great place to work, but what about the customers? Eric is a regular.
Everyone seems to know each other, and even if they don't, they feel like they do. I just saw all the books and everything, and the couches. It's a comfortable place. I think they feel comfortable.
On the face of it, the Emporium looks like any other coffee shop. There's a row of carafes with different coffee, food, soft music playing. But there are some things here you would never see at a Starbucks. There's a piano in the corner that anyone can play, couches, games for kids, used books for sale, local art on the walls, and shelves of alcohol. Taking a second to look around, this place stands out to me. I learned from the owner, Kurt Miyazaki, that difference is not an accident.
When people do say they feel like they're at home here, I'm very happy, because that's the end goal. There need to be more spaces like this, because these are being crushed. I'm not naive to think that this can happen anywhere. This has to happen in a town like Yellow Springs, because you have the support. The more people that can try to create these spaces, the better, because if they're gone, the next generation won't even know what it's like to sit in a cafe and not buy anything and just read and hang out and feel good about it and not have someone kind of looking at you to leave because you're not spending money.
The people who work here also live in town. It's their coffee shop too.
I still feel like this is a valuable community place for me as well as the place I work. I like being seen, so I come to the Emporium to be seen.
Coffee and alcohol are definitely for grown-ups, but the Emporium is for everyone. Hi, what are your names?
Ella and Elijah.
Ella and Elijah, huh? My name's Frank. Nice to meet you both. Do you both like the Emporium here?
They have chocolate, because they have food.
Ella and Elijah were eating croissants by the piano. You like playing on the piano?
Yeah.
Do you want to show me? What's that song called?
It's one of the Harry Potter songs. I'm a cake company. I think it's really good.
Yeah, can you describe it to me?
I'll get a peek for you.
Oh, that's for me?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much. Ella just gave me a piece of her croissant. After really giving this place a chance, giving myself up to the Emporium, I found that I really enjoyed my time here. I think, in a lot of ways, the Emporium is a great way to live your life. Do your best to fill your time with friends, ideas, art, and compassion. The music was downloaded from Free Music Archive and created by Ari De Niro. For Community Voices, I'm Frank Fortino.
That was a Community Voices piece by Antioch student Frank Fortino from last quarter. Frank and I had a chance to meet and talk a bit about his project and about the ethics of telling stories in this way.
The assignment was to make a story based on community in some way. And so I think something naturally that came into my head was something in town. I guess I thought, what if you took it out of Yellow Springs would change it in some significant way? To make it interesting, I thought it would be good if I went through a change, you know, kind of with the audience. I took the audience through some type of journey. So yeah, a lot. It was true in the sense that I don't go there all the time. I don't love coffee. And I kind of knew its significance beforehand going in. I think what we do is we tell stories kind of as humans through anything, whether it be news or any type of medium. And so I think that by kind of embellishing and, you know, you could call it lying if you wanted, I was creating a story and an atmosphere and a kind of a way to bring people in. I think that a lot of things were real. You know, I think if you focus on all the not truths, then yeah, maybe people might be angry or whatever, but I don't think that's the point. The point is like, what is true? And the point is also what you get out of the story. I'm going through a journey in the piece, but I'm trying to take people through something, you know? So I think that's really what's important. I think it's tough. I think a good journalist will be a really good storyteller. And I think journalism that falls flat is journalism that kind of doesn't understand the part of taking people through a journey or exploring something. And you don't necessarily need to lie, but when you're really creating an atmosphere and a mood and, you know, like a writer, like a fictional writer would, I think that's when you start to really break into territory that can open people's minds.
Thanks to Frank Fertino for sharing his story and perspective with us. You've been listening to The Antioch Word. I'm Tom Amrine. Our music is a remix by me of the original Word theme by Seth Kaplan. You can access all our episodes on iTunes or online at wyso.org. Thanks for listening.